Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
I believe it's Wednesday here on Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack. With me is Dan the Man. If you'd like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Now, hey, anything else you need? head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Oh, good Lord. Now, since it is Wednesday, the new blog did pop up over there this morning, so swing on by, check it out. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, go ahead and click that link, follow it over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could like that while you're over there, well, hey, we'd greatly appreciate that. But don't forget, we also have the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Now, Dan and I are on Twitter as well. I am at Burke Time, and Dan the Man is at?
Dan Z Man with three E's.
All right, Dan. Well, we finally had a major name move on the trade market today. And again, it was the Oakland A's making a move. They have acquired Starling Marte and Cash, which is being reported as the remainder of his salary for this season. From the Miami Marlins in exchange for left-handed pitcher Jesus Luzardo. Now, you know, many people really believe that Marte was the best outfielder on the trade market, and the Marlins had actually talked about trying to re-sign him, but they couldn't come to an agreement. You know, he's a pretty solid all-around player. I mean, he's hitting .306. He's got 7 bombs, but he also has 22 stolen bases. He's played center field for the Marlins, but it's being reported that the A's are planning to use him in right field because obviously they have Ramon Laureano. So what do you think of this deal?
I like it. I mean, he was on the Marlins, right? Why am I thinking he was on Tampa?
Okay.
So that makes more sense now because it's not a Tampa Bay Ray. But, you know, we were kind of talking about the divisions yesterday. We didn't dive too deep into the wild card. And, you know, you would think with the A's trying to pick him up that would help putting another bat in the lineup for them. You know, they're sitting number two, only a game ahead of Seattle, 2.5 in front of the Yanks, you know, kind of Toronto's still in it, 3.5. I mean, even if you go all the way to the Angels, they're 5 games out, I would still consider them in the running for it. So Oakland definitely needed to do something to try to push past Tampa, possibly, and which they're about 4.5 behind Tampa. So, I think it's a good move on their part.
They are only 6 games behind the Astros. Do you think it's possible they could cut that gap?
I think that's possible, too. I mean, do you think about, and it helps that I have Odorizzi on my team. He's not really performing where you would like him to. You wonder if the staff can keep it together to kind of hold on to that first place title in the West. You know, it's not like before where they were running away with it. You know, like you said, let me switch back. You know, Oakland's only 6 games behind Houston, but Seattle's been sitting pretty in third place, 7 games back. I mean, a really good hot streak, and, you know, these Seattle and Oakland can really kind of take over the West if they were able to do something. Do I think that's highly likely? I don't know. I think Seattle should be a team that was looking to make some kind of move, but kind of feel like they're staying in the middle. But it would help them out if they were to beat up on Seattle or on Houston in their series. Did that start tonight?
Yeah, I think they split the first 2 games. No, I think they – oh, no, maybe that was last week they played. I can't ever remember. You know, while we're on the Marte deal, there were many people who were surprised that the A's actually sent Lizardo in the deal because he is considered a top prospect. And I actually selected him. I believe he was the last pitcher I selected in one of our leagues because I wanted to take a chance with him. You know, when he first popped up in the majors in 2019, he was really good, but he was coming out of the bullpen. As a starter for the A's, it hasn't gone as well. Last year, he made 9 starts, went 3-2 with a 4.12 ERA. This year he made 6 starts, was 2-4 with a 6.87 ERA. They sent him to AAA after he was injured. He actually got hurt playing a video game. He's been pitching at AAA Las Vegas, where he was 2-8 starts with a 6.52 ERA. Now, he is only 23. So, you know, it's understandable. Nobody's panicking on him, and there's still plenty of time for him to develop. But, yeah, you know, Dan, you got to wonder, and, you know, I know pitchers do take some time. You know, how long is it going to take him to get ready?
How old is he again? 22?
23. Yeah, just 23.
23. I mean, you know, with the Athletics, I think it's one of those, we got to do it now. So it's a good move for them to make right away. Maybe they don't feel that they have what it takes to develop him the way they would like to. Not to say that they, you know what I mean. You just got to weigh out your risks there and what would be better for your team. I think, you know, like you said, how long does it take? He has a couple more years before he starts to look like a guy who's not really going to pitch in the majors and maybe have to think about going to the pen, something in that manner. But I think Miami's a good place to do that.
Yeah, you know, it's a good place to go and get right. Apparently he is from the area, so that may help him kind of settle in. But yeah, you know, while we're out, Dan, you mentioned the Mariners, and now they did send their top reliever, and basically he was doing most of their closing, Kendall Graveman, to the Astros for Abraham Toro yesterday. And then also yesterday, you and I mentioned that Tyler Anderson was on his way from the Pirates to the Phillies. Well, that deal fell through because one of the prospects of the deal from the Phillies failed a physical. So the Mariners stepped in and picked up Tyler Anderson. They sent a couple prospects, catcher Carter Binns and right-handed pitcher Joaquin Tejada, to Pittsburgh in exchange for Anderson. You know, Dan, this is kind of odd, mixed signals here, isn't it? You deal your closer, and then you look around and you acquire a starter. I don't honestly think the Mariners are in the race, but by the numbers they are. You know, I think they're a year or two, probably too early. Mm-hmm. But this is just confusing to me.
It's very confusing. It kind of, you know, kind of tells you that they're just sticking in the middle and not really trying to make that run, doesn't it?
Well, you know what's weird is that's how it was met by the team. They found out about the Graveman trade. I believe they mentioned the word punting on this season, even though they are contending. You know, and then they did designate their other closer, Rafael Montero, for assignment. He went as part of the Graveman deal to Houston. So I don't know who the hell is going to close games now for the Mariners. I know, you know, Drew Steckenrider does have 3 saves, but I don't know if he's going to be the guy or if they, you know, they've got somebody else in mind. You know, Paul Sewald does have four saves as well, so maybe he'll step in. But yeah, I mean, they didn't do the back end of their bullpen any favors, and I know Montero was struggling, so it's no surprise he was moved. But Graveman was 4-0 with 10 saves and an ERA of .82. So yeah, I don't understand it, and you know, I mean, we're looking at a team that's 8 games over 500 and actually contending.
For the first time in how long?
Yeah, you know, because they're, you know, and I get it. It's really early in their rebuild, so you know, I can, you know, kind of understand that you don't want to go all in, but. You know, why, you know, and I, you know, I heard the people try to say, well, you know, Graveman was only signed for 1 year. You know, they could have approached him and tried to sign him. You know, I mean, who knows how receptive he would have been to stay. So, but instead, you dump him and you pick up Tyler Anderson, and I'm not quite sure how he fits in the rotation. I know Justice Sheffield is on the 10-day IL right now, but, you know, if he comes back, you don't want to dump him in the bullpen because he's young and developing. You know, Justin Dunn's in the same boat, but I don't think he's going to return this year. So, I don't know where Anderson kind of fits in this hodgepodge of the Mariners' rotation.
Yeah, good for me that Odorizzi's pitching well today. He's gone five innings so far. So, I just noticed that because I got the notification. Check your lineups, Big Jack, in case for those postponements. But yeah, I mean, you know, what if it was a case of they did approach Graveman and he was going into the opening up for the market in the off season and had really no plans on staying with Seattle. And it was time to decide, do we, you know, get nothing for him if we don't, you know, if they don't make the playoffs and they get nothing for him, was it worth it?
Well, that's what I kind of thought too, but all the reports are was that, and I believe Greg Graveman himself confirmed this, they did not approach him about any kind of contract extension past this year. You know, it is possible with the team at the position it is that he just wasn't in their plans.
Yeah.
You know, because when a team is rebuilding like this, you know, we saw it with the Cubs. You bring guys in for a year, and you get what you can get for them if they have a good year, and he is definitely having a good year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, turned them into what they thought, you know, they could get.
So, I mean, in the end, though, it will be interesting to see how it all plays out. For Seattle, at least.
Yeah.
Today's not a good day for them.
No, you know, it definitely will be. And, you know, Toro is a prospect. You know, he's just 24 years old. You know, he's been a prospect with Houston the last 4 years. But obviously, when you have a healthy Alec Bregman, there's no place for Toro to play. So they were able to use him and turn him into something they need, which is bullpen help. And now Graveman was not the only bullpen piece the Astros picked up. They also sent AAA outfielder Brian De La Cruz to the Marlins, another deal for Miami. In return, they pick up the Marlins closer, Yimi Garcia, who while he was just 3-7, he had a 3.47 ERA. He has 15 saves. Last year when he was used more as a setup guy late the season, he appeared in 14 games. He was 3-0 at a .60 ERA. So he seems to be a little better suited to be a setup guy. you know, again, so the, you know, the Astros are going out and adding what they needed. You know, De La Cruz was playing really well at AAA. He was hitting .324 with 12 homers and 50 RBIs. But, you know, I mean, if you're, you know, again, you know, and he's only 24, but that Houston outfield is pretty set. So giving up a AAA guy that you may not have room for isn't too bad to get a get bullpen help this time of year, right?
No, not at all.
So, but yeah, and you know, like you and I talked yesterday that we would see a lot of relievers on the move, and that happened today. The Reds actually picked up three relievers in two separate deals. They picked up Louis Sessa and Justin Wilson from the Yankees late last night. And then today they pick up Michael Givens from the Rockies. Were you surprised to see the Yankees deal here, Dan? You know, because they're, I mean, they're definitely still kind of in it. And all they're getting in return are players to be named later.
PDA, right? Or players to whatever.
So, you know, depending on who you land, of course.
Yeah.
So
I'm a little bit surprised. You know, they still are in the running. So, but maybe they were carrying just too much weight and they needed to let go of something.
Yeah, you know, it is always, you know, always possible. Neither guy was holding a gigantic salary number, but, you know, Sessa was actually pitching decently out of the bullpen. He was 3-1 with a 2.82 ERA in 29 games. Let me find – and Wilson here. Wilson, not so well. You know, I know he had some injury issues, but he did appear in 21 games. He's 1-1 with a 7.50 ERA. So we'll see how he does in Cincinnati. You know, and then in return for Givens, they gave up a 19-year-old right-hander and a 24-year-old right-hander who's still in high A. So they didn't send a ton to the Rockies in return for Givens. And, you know, Givens is a former closer. He was 3-2 with a 2.73 ERA for Colorado setting up this year. So, you know, at least two of the three relievers the Reds picked up are posting really good numbers. What do you think this helps? You know, how does this help them?
It's a curious trade, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it's interesting that they seem to be, she would say, going for it.
What are the odds?
not great.
Yeah, you know, so that's what kind of makes it hard to really determine how it's really working out, or how it's going to work out, I guess I should say.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, to be fair, obviously you never know, and I mean, you know, when it comes to the fan base, I'm sure they're just flat-out thrilled to see the team making moves and trying to improve. But, yeah, you do have to kind of wonder, you know, how this is going to go, how this is going to go for them. And, again, it doesn't look like they gave up much. And, you know, we'll have to see how, you know, how it goes for – you know, the team as a whole. But yeah, I don't know. I guess I was more shocked by anything than anything at all.
Yeah, well, when you look at it, how do you think it fares against the rest of their division? Just, you know, kind of start there.
Well, you know, obviously it helps with the lower tiered teams. You know, I mean, anybody below them, the Cardinals, the Reds, or not, they are the Reds, the Cardinals, the Cubs, and the Pirates, but it doesn't catch up to what Milwaukee's got in their bullpen.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know if that helps them gain on the Brewers, and that's the, you know, I mean, unless they're looking at that wild card spot, but I don't see them. I don't think it helps them catch the Dodgers or the Padres. Do you?
No. No, not at all. The way the Giants are playing, I don't think the Dodgers or the Padres are going to take that division from them.
So, yeah, I'm not, you know, not really, not all that sure. I mean, who knows? Maybe it'll, you know, it'll work out for them and, you know, get them to where they're planning on going. But, yeah, I'm just not overly sold with what they did. But, yeah, you know, hey, on the plus side, at least the trade market is rolling, right?
Oh, yeah. Two more days.
So, you know, that's a big plus. So, yeah, and I'm trying to think if there was another trade or something else that popped up that I was thinking of. I'll have to double check here, sure we didn't miss anything. No, I think we landed on all of them that have popped up. So we're on top of it here. That's just kind of how it goes. So yeah, and then you mentioned postponements. I saw that the Nationals and the Phillies were actually postponed because of COVID.
Oh, I thought it was the weather. I didn't even look at why they were postponed.
Yeah, I had to go in. I had Juan Soto in FanDuel's Home Run Derby tonight, so I had to go in and get him out of there. I'm glad you said something. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't have checked. So that worked out. And, no surprise. More rumors today, Dan. We have couple Cubs popping up. Apparently the Dodgers have expressed interest in Craig Kimbrel, as well as some other Cubs stars, as they put it here. Let me see if they have some names listed here, just to see what they say here. They don't have any other names listed, just the basic stuff. But the Giants have apparently expressed interest in Chris Bryant. What you know, if those deals were to come about, what do you think there? I mean, you know, the Giants are in first place, so that would be huge if they could add a bat like Bryant's to their lineup. And the Dodgers are chasing them, and Kenley Jansen has had his struggles. So Kimbrel may look good in a Dodger uniform. I mean, how you feeling about those?
To be honest, sucks to be us. They're Cub fans, right?
You and Sean too.
Yeah.
I'm just
so, but, you know, I mean, to be honest, for Chris Bryant and for those team, or Chris Bryant and Craig, good for their team. Good for those teams. I mean, they would look like solid trade pieces. And you've got to imagine they'd have to get something great back from the Dodgers. And it would be interesting to see who they'd even go after with the Giants. You know, I don't think they'd be giving up, say, Joey Bart or something like that. But do they have the pitching that the Cubs would be looking for? Because I would think
between
one of these deals, you would try to get back some sort of catcher, wouldn't you?
It's humorous that you
mentioned.
Yeah, it's humorous that you mentioned that, because apparently Joey Bart is the player the Cubs asked for in return as part of the deal, and the Giants originally turned it down because they want the Cubs to pick up the remainder of Chris Bryant's salary for this season before they give up a player like Bart. Kind of what Marlins just did with Marte to get a little better prospect.
Huh. Well, that's not a bad deal, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, you know, the big issue is, you know, Bart has had his struggles. While he's hit at all the minor league levels, when he's had his chance at the major league level, he hasn't hit. But let's say the Cubs do acquire him in this deal. That means we see Wilson Contreras get traded either this year or in the offseason?
If they complete that deal, it'll be a 5 o'clock or the last minute kind of deal. So I think Wilson would be someone that would be going in the offseason.
Yeah, because, you know, he has a little value being under control for next year. A team wouldn't have to worry about losing him. Where, you know, obviously a guy like Plant is going to walk away, and if you want Kimbrel, you're going to have to pick up his option. So.
Yeah.
But, all right, Dan, I want to play a little game with you here. Technically, they had 11 guys that would be traded by the deadline. Now it's down to 10 because Marte was on the list. I'm going to throw the names at you, and you just tell me yes or no if you think the guy is going to be traded. I'm not going to make you pick a landing spot. That would be too mean. And we just talked about this first guy, number one, Craig Kimbrel. Cubs trade him or not?
He's trade.
All right, number two, and big name here, Dan, Max Scherzer. What's he doing? Even though now Scherzer came out today and said he'd prefer to go to the West Coast. And remember, he does have no trade rights.
Damn, I think he's gone.
So, all right, another guy we just talked about, Chris Bryant. Are the Cubs dumb enough to hang on to him, or does he go?
I think he's...
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Wow. I wasn't expecting that. All right, next guy, Trevor Story. Staying in Colorado or going?
Staying in Colorado.
All right. Now, this was like the first name that popped up when trades started coming out. Eduardo Escobar, D-backs hang on to him, or do they find a trade partner finally?
They find a trade partner.
All right, Rangers closer Ian Kennedy, hanging on to him or can they move him?
They're moving him.
Hey, another Nationals pitcher, you and I talked about him extensively yesterday, Daniel Hudson, going away or staying with Washington?
I think he's going to.
All right. I was surprised. I heard this guy was his name was really hot on the trade market, and I wasn't expecting it. Michael Pineda of the Twins. Do you see him being moved?
No, he's staying.
So, all right. And another name that I believe I've heard just about every team is in on, Pirates closer Richard Rodriguez. You got him going away, or does Pittsburgh hang on?
Pittsburgh hangs on.
So, and then finally, another guy that I honestly thought would have been traded by now, but he's still hanging around Detroit. Jonathan Scope. Does he end up just staying with the Tigers, or do they find a spot for him?
They find a spot for him.
All right. So there you go. Yeah, that was the list they had out, so I just kind of wanted to factor in what you thought. You mentioned you were going to go into what you thought Bryant was going to end up staying here. You want to go in a little deeper now that I'm just not running down some list on you?
I don't know. I just feel like they're not going to be able to get the deal with San Francisco because they're going to have to pick up the money. The cheap old man's going to want to pay, just keep it. So I don't know. It's just so hard because I think the best move would obviously for the Cubs to move him. But I just don't see it happening, and I feel like they're still going to try to go after him this off season. I don't know if it's going to work out. I don't know if it's just being optimistic or too much of a homer. I'm a little pessimistic. I kind of feel they'll find a way to work it out.
Now, do you see you're definitely a homo. But do you see any of the other teams that have been rumored in the Giants deal, say like the Phillies or the Mets or even the Rays, stepping up and possibly, increasing their player package and giving the Cubs, say, a couple of top 10 prospects, or maybe, just a top 5 guy like the Padres did to get Adam Frazier with a couple other of lower tier prospects?
And that's something that didn't even cross my mind until you really brought it up was, the Padres did kind of pay a little bit more. So they set the bar a little bit. So I'm not saying you have to blow Jet away, but I think a team would have to, make Jed sit on the edge of his chair, so to speak. I'm listening, So I think if they do that, and that's part of the reason I don't know, it's so hard even, like you said, with San Francisco, Joey Bart being the prospect and catching would be great for the Cubs, and then they can continue to pick up every guy that's older than I am or my age to continue play for them. But I just don't think position. So, and the one guy, I don't think it's, Joey Bart's worth it. And what if it doesn't work out? They're going to be kind of a little upset or whatever. So maybe the fan base.
Yeah.
So I think it would be smarter if they were able to get a little bit more.
Yeah, because a team like Tampa Bay actually has 7 of their top, it would be 37, guys between number 2 and number 37. They have 7 of those guys at AAA. So they're very close, if not major league ready. So a deal like that could actually bring the Cubs a player back that would be very useful, probably for sure next year. You got to think that's got to be pretty attractive for them, right?
Of course. That's what you need. You need not only to fill up that farm system, but to have players ready for next year.
I guess the question would just be where would Tampa be willing to go? When it comes to giving would definitely only one. See the Cubs maybe wanting a specific player, or do you think they'll pitch it?
I think they'd be looking at pitching. But it's so hard because, do you want to take one of their kids? Because they've been pretty good with putting together solid pitchers, but then it seems like they don't always work out. It's obviously it's always hit or miss, but do you want to stop the Rays from doing what they normally do to get a kid, a young kid at the level of even where Sean Archer was before he was traded? You know what I mean? I guess my point is do you want to develop them on your own or let them to kind of continue to do what they're really good at?
Well, that's why I was figuring, if you get one of these guys out of AAA, they're probably more or less pretty ready to go. So maybe not this year, but next year, they could be all set and ready to just step into your rotation.
Yeah, and that's exactly what they need because, let's be honest. We can sit here and list off all the players, and do they need another second baseman who plays shortstop, third base, left field, right field, and center?
Well, you know, and I think, and you know, you'll have to tell me how you feel about this. I think who they acquire, they give us an idea of what they're going to do season, because you know, Tampa Bay is willing to give up a guy like Taylor Walls in a Bryant deal. You know, he came up and played shortstop for them. Does that mean maybe we see Javi Baez either moved or let walk away in free agency?
Well, you know, does Javi Baez really have issues with his heel right now?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, from the offseason, he'll be healthy. So,
I mean, no, I'm saying, does he really have those issues?
Yeah, who knows? Maybe. Never know. I have issues, but you never know how he is.
Yeah, I mean, being 2 days away, they've kind of stopped him from playing. Don't want anything to happen to Javi Baez.
Well, he did look like he did tweak something when he hit the bag or something like that. He looked curious. You know, so yeah, maybe they're just being with them in case somebody comes to them with.
Because, I mean, let's be honest, I think if the Cubs can pull a Cashman and get a guy back, it could be Javi.
Yeah, you know, because I thought it could be kind of telltale what their off season may be like. You know, if they just kind of decided, hey, you know, we're gonna guy, and then next year he'll step in as our full time shortstop, third baseman, or you know, whatever it works out.
Yeah, what I'm saying is I'm wondering if the Cubs think they could pull a Aroldis Chapman deal, where you know they're able to send Javi off somewhere, but they know that they're going to re-sign him, or have a really good opportunity to re-sign him.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that is always possible, but I think it's happening more with Andrew Rizzo than you.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, he would seem like the guy that's possibly, you know, would possibly return. So, but yeah, I mean, it'll definitely be, you know, I'm very interested to see where they go and how they go about, you know, who comes back and all this other fun stuff. So we shall see.
I mean, of course, you want them all to come back.
You know, put out there. I know it won't be quite a while, but Jack Rangers today. He was that pick in the draft or something. So you know, at least we got.
Speaking of drafts, I think I invited you through FanDuel's pick your draft for the NBA.
Oh, no, I don't think you did.
I'll have to look at it again tonight and try to resend it. Apparently they have fans. You can do two lineups, Big Jack, and you're pretty much picking the order. And I figured this is right up my alley because I know so much about college basketball that I essentially went A through Z. You know, I think you get to pick 10 or 20 guys, and I pretty much went in the order that they had them listed. but the second one I did switch up a little bit, so we'll see. I guess I should have did some research, and I guess I can still look up some things tonight. Just that lineup because it is Thursday night, so I just thought that was an interesting one. You know, I'm not going to knock FanDuel or, you know, DraftKings if they're doing it too. It's a good way to just kind of add some more players to the game. But, you know, I think this is insane. You've got to be really good, you know, to get that. I think if anyone picks a perfect ballot or perfect draft order. I don't know if they were either an NBA referee or, you know, deserve like $1 million or something.
So, yeah, and we have almost already, Dan, and we have two that are live right now. We had the Blue Jays beat the Red Sox 4-1 in the doubleheader. My guy Robbie really just had to win there. That's why I started there. And Garrett with the loss, Jordan Romano did get a. The Indians beat the Cardinals 7-2. Zach Plesac the win, and took the loss. And Dan, this game must have been pretty exciting to watch. The Tigers beat the Twins 17-14. Derek Holland got the win, and J.A. Hopp, who I also have on a fantasy team, took the loss there. Two games going on right now. Oakland is leading San Diego 7-0 in the bottom of the sixth. And the Astros, behind Dan's guy Jake Odorizzi, who should get a win if he went five innings, are leading the Mariners 8-1. That game is also in the bottom of the sixth. I'm going to pull up the Houston box score, Dan, because I want to see how many innings Odorizzi gave you. Well, it looks like he's still in the game. He went 5 1/3. The one run, four hits, one run. He's only struck out three, and he walked one. He did give up a home run to Kyle Seager for the only run. But other than that, it looks like he's on his way to a victory for you.
Hey, that's all that matters.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you can get him through the sixth inning here, he'll also give you a quality start. So, you know, that would be a big plus as well.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, and then I was actually able to make a trade, believe it or not, in one of our fantasy leagues. I sent out four offers. One of them was rejected immediately. I mean, literally, I received the email probably 5 minutes after I sent the trade offer, and I was just kind of like, well, okay, you couldn't counter. But, yeah, no, so I kind of chuckled at that. But, yeah, Dan, I finally decided to give up on Joey Gallo. So I packaged him up, and let me see what you think of this deal. I am sending Martin Maldonado, David Peralta, and Joey Gallo to the Soggy Bottom Boys. In return, I will get David Fletcher of – and Mitch Haniger of the Mariners.
Oh, you had to get a Haniger. A Mariner.
Yeah, I the Mariner. I had to go get one. But yeah, so what do you think? Is that a solid trade for me? Did I do okay?
Solid trade for sure. I'm honestly surprised you're giving up on Joey Gallo. I just hope Soggy Bottom Boys isn't one of the guys I'm trying to kick beat out of first place in my division.
Oh, well, give me a second and I can help you. Which team you are. No, he is not in the... So he is in the division right below yours. Butcher Boy, did you name the divisions?
Yeah, they're all acronym or baseball names.
Yeah, he's in the Butcher Boy division. You're in the Painting the Black division, and you stuck me in Can of Corn. So thanks. You did that because you knew I was a Hawk Harrelson fan, right?
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I kind of figured there. So, but yeah, no, I decided it was time to make a change and shake things up. So, we'll see if it helps me out. Humorously, though, Gallo did homer last night, so I dealt him and he homered. But
yeah,
that's kind of helping.
Yeah, sorry, I was walking out the door. you know, one of the things, if you kind of take a look back at all of our leagues over, you know, since 2013, almost the last 10 years, you can kind of see who makes the most trades. And that was one of the things I was looking at, Big Jack. And can you guess who makes the most trades in our leagues?
Me.
Yeah. So you looked already, huh?
Well, I just know. I'm always trying to trade. So.
Yeah, I know. So it was pretty interesting. But, yeah, when is the deadline? Is that this weekend, too, or did I extend that?
Well, ours, unless you changed it, but I haven't got the notification. It definitely isn't this week.
Oh, okay.
So
I'll have to take a look because I, you know, still trying to figure out if I want to move guys here or there or whatever. But, yeah, kind of surprised you gave up on Gallo. I was actually looking at him. I didn't really want him, but I knew that was, like, your guy, and I was like, there's no way he's trading him.
Yeah, well, you know, I looked to see if you and I because I wanted to send trades because you're one of the few guys who will trade with me. So, but yeah, I couldn't get a match. We don't match up really well. And now, to be fair, I did keep Gallo in the other league. So, it, you know, if you want him there, you know, maybe we could get them. But yeah, I'll have to, you know, have to do it alone. He's worth moving in that.
Yeah, it's been interesting. You know, I actually, no, it was swing and miss. And the one league I lost. I was winning all week, and then, you know, Thursday came, and I just watched Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I wanted to cry because I'm like, I'm getting so close to the top, and now I'm slipping. I think I'm in sixth place in whatever league that was in. You know, one of the disappointing things, Big Jack, was in the home run league that we have going, I kind of gave up on Jorge Soler. I didn't dump him. I just put him on the bench, and I had picked up Tyler Naquin. I don't remember how to say his last name, if I said it right. Thinking that having, you know, they were pretty much equal. And if you look at their stats, they're almost identical. I think Soler has probably more RBIs by chance. But I don't know if you saw what he did last week. He hit about 5 home runs last week. He had two.
Yeah,
was it 5?
Totally.
Yeah, and he had two home run games or something in there. And it just drove me nuts that I didn't get him in because the guy in our home run league is just killing it. So I missed Monday's cutoff. So next week, Jorge's back in. Naquin hasn't really done anything for a while, so we'll see how that goes. But one other player I wanted to kind of talk to you about a little bit, and he's with the Diamondbacks, and I picked him up on a whim, and I meant to grab him in the other league, but as soon as I was about to do that, someone else did, and that's Dalton Vasharo, I think his name is, the catcher, left field, center fielder for the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, Varsho.
Do you know much about this kid or where he came from? I just liked his numbers the one day, and I needed – this one, Buster, was on a 10-day, so I needed somebody. And, you know, of course, all my guys were healthy last week, McCutcheon, a couple others. You know, so right when they all got healthy, I put them all back in the lineup, and Dalton sat on the bench hitting a home run like every day against the Cubs. So that was exciting. Have you fallen into any of these kind of, I don't want to say fly-by-night rookies, but just these guys that have come out of nowhere and just producing almost like a Patrick Wisdom?
Oh yeah, I've stumbled across a couple. You know, like I had really good luck with Pavin Smith, and I was able to grab him in both leagues. You know, that is, you know, he was really the guy I just stumbled across and went, oh yeah, okay, I need this guy. I did take a chance in Josiah Gray when the Dodgers called him up. Was able to get him in one league. He was already gone in the other. But he hasn't worked out so well. So, you know how those things are. this.
Yeah, I don't know. This is probably one of the first seasons, and I'm glad it hasn't. Well, I did have a huge pitching injured list. I think I have way too many pitchers on both teams right now because of all the injuries I had. But, you know, that was one of the nice things this season. And I don't know if it's just players are playing better, you know, hitting better, pitching better. But I've been able to kind of pick up guys to fill the gaps when I was down, just to help, you know, just what I thought was going to help me get innings or play. Little upset, forgot to check my lineup. It was, you know, how you have a bad night. We lost power overnight, so I was up really late, you know, up early, and then, you know, how you kind of back and forth. So my normal routine in the morning, you know, is definitely to check my fantasy lineups, and I didn't really get to them until after 1 o'clock, which I missed the Cardinals and the Tigers starts. And I have last name Kim from St. Louis. Can't remember his first name right now. And then for the Tigers. And, you know, of course, me, I'm like, you know, a little mad. I'm like, oh, great. It's going to be another one of those days where I forgot to put them in my lineup and I'm screwed, blah, blah, blah. Well, these two pitchers combined went about 5 2/3 and both got losses today. So they got pretty lucky. Usually that doesn't happen, you know, kind of like what I just mentioned with Soler hitting the home runs, Dalton hitting the home runs, and me not having them in the lineup. So I was kind of relieved when I actually logged into my account and saw that, you know, it was in the fourth or fifth inning and these guys were already out. So I'm like, okay, I don't feel so bad. Usually I don't have that kind of luck, obviously, with the hitting last week. Have you had that happen to you where you inadvertently forget to start a guy you normally would have? But it ended up turning out better.
No, mine usually ends up going the other way.
Yeah.
You know, if I forget to start a guy that I generally will play, he rampages. Yeah. He'll just
25 strikeouts.
Yeah. So yeah, it's been that kind of year for me. So, you know, just one of those.
Yeah, it was interesting in the one league that I did win in, and I think that's the auction league. You know, myself, the guy in first in our league, the guy in second, we were all kind of just battling it out, and the guy in first had been holding on to it for a while from us. And this week, you know, myself and the guy in front of me both had like 15 points on the win side with really low losses. And he was the opposite. You know, he only won 3 games and just got demolished, which, you know, worked out for me, of course. So it was kind of cool to see that guy in first drop down below me. But now I'm, you know, still battling out with the guy in front of me. How are your divisions going?
Well, you know, my one team is really struggling with injuries and obviously the loss of Trevor Bauer. I've actually fallen to 10th place.
Wow.
Not even a playoff team anymore, and I'm barely over 500. The other team is still hanging in there. I think I'm in third or fourth. It's doing fairly well. But, yeah, I haven't been able to make up Trevor Bauer deal. Unfortunately, I'm finally starting to get my injured players back in on the 10th place. So I'm hoping that will allow me to get back into the playoff race. So yeah, it's been rough.
It sucks. You know, like I said, I've been kind of compiling and going back and looking at our previous years. So the football one, it's very hard for me to look at Big Jack because I don't think I've made the playoffs in either one or even past 10th place if I was lucky. So we'll see how this season goes. But, you know, I'm kind of at 6th place in both leagues. I just hope I stay in that level or obviously get higher. You always want to place higher. But I'm hoping I have enough to get me into the playoffs and to actually maybe actually win the league. When I went back looking, the closest I was, I did have a second place season finale or season ending. Can you guess who I lost to? Who was number one?
Elk, somebody or other?
No, it was actually you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man. Oh. I must have blocked it out of my memory. I was so mad at you. No, I mean, we're talking like 2013 or 14. So it's pretty interesting, kind of fun to go back and look at some of that stuff. I've had a couple seconds. I think only that 1 second, but I've had a couple thirds. So I'd like to really bring a trophy home one of these seasons, the first place one.
That would be fancy.
Now, you mentioned Trevor Bauer, and I haven't looked into any of this, and I don't know if you've got the notification. Well, I don't know, because you don't use the app on your phone. But I ended up dropping Starlin Castro in both leagues because I didn't realize when he was put on NA status, not active, that, at first I thought maybe it was just I had somebody from the Reds, the bullpen, who was NA, but he was on paternity leave. There's been bereavements. You remember Zobrist's, I don't want to call it an issue, but, issue where he had taken time off. And, I like that baseball sports in general are kind of getting to that where, hey, it's got to happen. But, I was kind of surprised to see that. Now we have Starlin Castro and alleged domestic case abuse or whatever. I forgot how they worded it. So it's likely he's not going to return to the team for the rest of the season. And it'll be interesting to see if he comes back at all. And, one of the guys who fell off the face of the earth, not so much because of, I would say because of his domestic violence issues and then his lack of performance, Addison Russell. Are we kind of getting to that era where we're not going to see these guys anymore?
You do wonder, obviously, with Trevor Bauer's immense talent, he'll get a job.
Mm-hmm.
But, a guy like Starlin Castro, who's been around a long time, you do have to wonder, is this it? Will a team take a chance on him again?
Yeah, and I'm kind of in the latter. I don't think so. He seemed to have had been putting some numbers up for a short time, and I thought it would work out. Mentally, the off-field issues can affect the hitting, but, is it a combination? And, just kind of, I think, especially, you and I being here in Chicago and then pretty much following his entire career. I don't know if you could say anything other than it's disappointing. And I'm not saying I'm disappointed that I'm not going to have this guy on my fantasy team, which, you are, of course. But more so that with the stuff that's gone on today and, keeping it close to home with Addison Russell, that, some of these guys are still in that, making those decisions. So that's what's disappointing. Radio.com.